Abby Johnson se verhaal is die inspirasie vir die rolprent Unplanned, wat in Februarie 2020 in uitgesoekte teaters in Suid-Afrika, Namibië en Zambië draai. Johnson is 'n teen-abortie aktivis, spreker, skrywer en self 'n ma van 8 kinders. Sy het in haar eie woorde beskryf waaroor die rolprent Unplanned gaan.
Unplanned is this a true story? It's my story of being a young college kid at university and getting involved with an abortion facility, believing that I was doing the right thing, believing that I was helping women, and then over time realizing that what I had believed to be truth was a lie. And I think it's important for all of us to see what's taking place inside of abortion facilities across the world. And it's important for us to really look at this topic directly in the face and to challenge what we believe about the issue of abortion.
Unplanned sal uiteindelik in Suider-Afrika vertoon word na 'n petisie van stapel gestuur is om die rolprent na die lande te bring. Johnson sê egter die rolprentmakers en verspreiders het teenstand teen die versoek gehad.
Yeah, it's been interesting to see the international outcry, people wanting Unplanned in their countries all around the world. It's given me great hope. It's been wonderful to see. We did have some struggles in different places like Canada, but we eventually got the film in Canada. Everywhere where we set out to release the film, it's been released. And we've had difficulties, but we've been able to get it released in every country that's asked for it.
Johnson het ook oor statistiek gepraat. Ten spyte daarvan dat aborsies wettig in Suid-Afrika is, word daar beraam dat sowat 52% van die aborsies wat hier plaasvind steeds onwettig gedoen word. Dink jy dit is omdat vroue skaam is hieroor en dink dit is steeds verkeerd?
I think that many women do feel ashamed. I think that women feel like they have no other places to turn. I think that women do not know about the resources that are available to them, and so they become desperate. They go against their best judgment, and they don't understand their capability as a woman to overcome the obstacles that are put in their path. And the abortion industry and our society in general has made it appear that abortion is normal, that it is easy, and they have failed to tell women that so many live with pain and regret their entire lives, that one decision, that one permanent decision is something that could haunt you. And I think that women aren't thinking long term when they're making the decision to have an abortion. They're thinking that they are going to eliminate this crisis in their life. But they are forgetting that even though abortion might eliminate that pregnancy, it's never going to eliminate the memory of that child that they carried and that will live on with them.
Johnson het ook gereageer teen die aantuigings dat die rolprent se voorstelling van Planned Parenthood onwaar is. Die nie winsgewende organisasie sê net sowat 3,4% van hulle werksaamhede is eintlik aborsies.
We have come out with different forms of evidence and proof that abortion is in fact a profit center for Planned Parenthood. Planned Parenthood has an abortion quota, a certain number of abortions that they have to sell in order to be profitable. We have come out with evidence to show that quota, it's documented, it's on paper, that has been released by other former abortion workers, abortion industry workers. You know, Planned Parenthood is very tricky with the way that they look at their numbers, the way that they divvy things up when it comes to their accounting practices. We know based on budget from clinics that abortion makes up about 40% of their activity and makes up over 50% of their annual income. So the 3.4% it's really just smoke and mirrors. It's a lie. And they come up with that number through what I call creative math, creative accounting.
Haar passie is die reg vir 'n vrou om te kan kies, en dit spruit uit die feit dat sy self as jong vrou keuses gemaak het. Sy verstaan beide kant van die abortiegesprek baie goed, omdat sy self twee aborties gehad het. Sy het raad aan vroue wat voor die moeilike keuse staan.
To a woman who's currently pregnant and considering abortion, I would tell her that she does need to truly look at all of her options. Abortion is a very permanent decision to a temporary problem. She needs to have ultrasound scans done. She needs to see her child in the womb. She needs to hear that child's heartbeat. She needs to understand the huge decision that she is about to make and that this decision impacts the individual life of another human being. So, you know, I would say to her that that's very important for her to be fully informed, and that's something that she's not going to get. She's not going to hear that from the abortion industry.
Kritisie meen dikwels Johnson het nou die voorreg om die lewe te leef wat sy het omdat sy toegang gehad het tot twee aborties. Sy het egter 'n ander mening hieroor.
We don't know what my life would look like if I would have had the two children that I aborted. I assume that my life would look different, but I don't know that. I mean, and that's sort of the beauty of life, right, is that we don't know what each decision that we make, we don't know what path that would lead us down. So, I mean, I can't really say, oh, I wouldn't be doing this, or I wouldn't be doing that, or I wouldn't have, you know, this many children, or I wouldn't be married to this person. I mean, I can't say that because I don't know what my life would have looked like. What I do know is that there are two missing people at my dinner table every night. That there are two missing people on Christmas morning that should be their opening gift. They're not there because of my selfish decision to take their lives in the womb. I can't take it back. And I can't look at the what ifs or what if I would have done this differently or, you know, what if I hadn't have had an abortion, because the bottom line is that I did. And we can't continue to look back and look at the what if. We have to continue to look forward. And my hope is that through my experience, through the poor decision that I made, that I will be able to help empower another woman to make a better decision.
Daar word gesê die rolprent ondersoek nooit die proses van 'n vrou wat wel besluit het om 'n kind te hou en die stryd wat hierdie soort vroue dan ondervind nie. Johnson gee ook haar mening hieroor.
We don't know what the outcome would be. There's no way to fully explore the outcome if someone decides to parent. What I do know is that there are different ways to parent a child. You can parent a child through open adoption, through placing them with another family. If you don't feel like you are ready or competent or stable enough to have to parent your own child. And I know that there are many, many resources available to women, many groups and individuals who are willing to help women who need assistance, who are pregnant, who are single mothers. So I don't think that under any circumstance is it okay for us to say, well, you know, the circumstances of my life are bad, so I'm going to take the life of another human being. If a woman decided that her three-year-old was making her life significantly worse, then no court in the world is going to say, well, then you have the right to take the life of that three-year-old. We're talking about the same humanity. We're talking about the same personhood here. It's just a different location, a different size. It's in the womb instead of out of the womb. It's a smaller size instead of a three-year-old. So we can't allow size and location and age to determine the value and the worth of a human being, and that's exactly what abortion is doing.
Die rolprent is gebaseer op die boek wat Johnson oor haar lewensverhaal geskryf het. Sy verduidelik hoe die film van die boek verskil.
All of the key events, the abortion scene, both abortion scenes actually, the RU-46 abortion scene, the abortion scene in the beginning with the 13-week-old baby, and also the scene with the woman, the young girl who has an abortion, who then has a perforated uterus, all of that is 100% factual. Really, the only creative liberty that was taken in the film was just timeline. They had to shorten up the timeline in order to get an eight-year story into an hour-and-a-half film. But in regards to actual storytelling and the key part of the film, everything is completely accurate. And I had final right for the script, so I wanted to make sure that that was the case, that everything was completely accurate.
In haar boek is die vrou wat op daardie dag 'n abortie gekry het, 'n swart Amerikaanse vrou. Maar in die fliek is dit 'n wit vrou. Sy verduidelik waarom dit so uitgebeeld is.
Because any time that you create a film and you do not have consent to use the likeness of that individual, you have to use someone who is essentially an opposite of that person. We couldn't have an African American woman on the table because then if the woman ever came forward, she could say that they were using, that we were using her likeness in the film. And so you have to have, if you don't have the consent of the people in the film to use their likeness, then you have to use someone who looks completely different. For instance, my supervisor in the film is the complete opposite of my supervisor in real life. That's just for legal reasons.
Daar was ook vrae oor die mediese moontlikheid om 'n fetus te sien draai en veg vir sy lewe soos beskryf in die film. Johnson verduidelik wat sy gesien het.
I saw exactly what was in the film. I saw a 13-week-old child fighting and struggling for his life, trying to get away from the abortion instrument. And we have had so many former abortion providers, physicians come forward and say, yes, this is exactly what an abortion looks like at 13 weeks. This is exactly what it looks like on an ultrasound. And many, many physicians come forward and talk about that from their own experience. We've had many former abortion nurses come forward and talk about their own experiences, and they're all saying this is 100% accurate. So that was honestly the critics that I wanted to hear from the most. Those were the critics that made the most difference to me, was those that had seen this, those who had lived the same sort of story that I had lived. You know, if they came to me and said, yes, this is accurate, then that's what made the most difference to me.
Sy verduidelik ook hoe sy daaroor voel dat mediese kundiges van haar verskil oor die spesifieke gebeure van daardie dag.
You know, it's interesting. The majority of the medical critics who have said, you know, oh, this couldn't happen, are people who work in abortion clinics. So abortion doctors themselves, physicians who perform abortions. And of course they need to say that this doesn't happen. Of course they need to say that my story is a lie. Because if it's true, that can definitely make a dent in their abortion numbers, which affects their profit. I would not trust people's opinions if those people are making money off of you believing that opinion.
Alhoewel daar nie gedeeltes teen abortie bestaan in die Bybel nie, is die Bybel duidelik dat God die skepper van die lewe is en dat alle lewe kosbaar is of dit gebore of ongebore is. Johnson sê wat die Bybel sê oor abortie.
I don't know that the Bible says anything specifically about abortion. The word abortion isn't used in the Bible, but we do hear over and over again about God creating life, how he forms us in our mother's womb. He knows us before we are even created. He sets us apart at the moment of conception. And so I think it's pretty clear that God values the unborn because he's going to value anything that he creates. And it's interesting, you know, I look at the issue of abortion and we can look at images in the ultrasound and, you know, for most of us, we can see that this clearly looks like a baby. You look at a ultrasound at, you know, 10, 12, 13 weeks and people say, wow, that looks like a baby. You can see the arms, you can see the face. And I have to believe that the way that we feel in the pro-life movement is the same way that the abolitionists of slavery felt, that they're looking at these human beings, they are seeing them with their own eyes, and they're saying, this is a human being. Yes, the color of their skin is different, but this is a human being. And for people, there were people then that denied the humanity of these slaves. And the frustration that they must have felt is something that I think we must feel also, that we feel in the pro-life movement, that we are looking at the faces of these children, we are seeing them on ultrasound, and yet there is a large group of people who are denying their humanity, and they're not being scientific in their denial of humanity, they're not using science, they're not using logic, and they're not using their faith. They're not using the passages where God has told us about creation and his love for children, even in the womb.
Daar is ook natuurlik mense wat sê, elke dag sterf daar meer as 40.000 mense, meestal kinders, weens honger of ondervoeding. Hulle meen die reg op lewe moet eerder beskerm word van die wat reeds gebore is.
I think that we have a responsibility to do both. I don't think that it has to be either or. I don't think that we kill some to protect others. I think that's a false sense of compassion, and that's definitely a false sense of justice. You know, my family, our family, we sponsor children in other countries. We reach out to international organizations. In fact, my family is a huge supporter financially of an orphanage in South Africa. You know, I think that we have to do both. We can't just say, well, we're just here for the unborn, or we're just here for those who are already born. We have to be here for all of humanity, and that means making sacrifices of our time and of our treasure.
Ek wou by Johnson hoor of sy enige berou het oor haar eie verlede.
I don't really have regret. You know, in the beginning I did, but I feel like God has really removed that from my life and from my heart. What's in the past is in the past, and I can't change that. And so I'm continually just trying to live in the present where I can make a difference, where I can change things, where lives can be saved. I try not to look back at the lives that were lost.
Johnson se boek en rolprent het soveel mense se lewens reeds aangeraak. Sy verduidelik waarvoor sy dankbaar is.
I am thankful for, first and foremost, my family. Well, I guess first and foremost, I'm thankful that God got me out of the situation that I was in and has allowed me to use my voice and to use my testimony. But I'm also very thankful for my family. I have 8 children and I have an amazing husband, and they help support me in the ministry that I'm doing. You know, and I'm thankful that the past can be the past. I'm thankful for the future. I'm thankful that I have the freedom to speak on a worldwide stage and talk about my experiences and to hopefully help change the minds of those who are contemplating abortion or those who've had an abortion and need to find hope and healing.
Johnson sê ook waarom sy die rolprent sal aanbeveel.
Everybody should go and watch this film, whether you're pro-choice, whether you're pro-life. If you're pro-choice, you should have no problem going to see this film. If you're pro-life, you should absolutely go and see this film. Everybody needs to see the truth of what they believe, and this is going to expose you to a truth that maybe you have never seen before.